Good morning, Rebbe. I pass a good base. Perikemu pass a good base. Ke esa sheyah v'asham yochriach uchaav es ben yirtza. Ke esa sheyah v'asham yochriach ke ein derech lahochriach rak laohev asher libo doeg al ve'aso v'roa shaholech v'derech asher eino tov lohu mochriach. So the mitzvah of tochacha both in terms of motivation as well as how one engages in the mitzvah is to be concerned with the welfare of the person who's on the receiving end of the tochacha. The mitzvah is not to tell the person off. The mitzvah, the way the Rambam defines here in Perek Vav Hilchos Deos, Halacha Zayin, Haroach Haver Shochata O Shehu Holech B'derech Lo Tova. Mitzvah lahachziru lamutav. So the mitzvah, again, the mitzvah is not to tell the person off. The mitzvah is to have a positive influence on the person. Lahachziru lamutav, to get him back on track. Ulahodiyo shehu chote al atzmo, and to make him aware that the one who rachman al atzlan suffers from chait is the person himself. Shehu chote al atzma b'masav haroim. Shenema hocheach tochiach hasam yisacha. Hamochiach has chavero, the Rambam continues, bein b'dvarm shebeino leveino, bein b'dvarm shebeino leben amokom, tzorach lehochicho beino leben atzmo. It should be done in private. So there's no unnecessary discomfort. So there's no unnecessary embarrassment. And the mochiach should communicate to the one who's receiving the tochacha. She'eino omelo elo letovaso ulahavio lechaye ha'olam haba. So the mitzvah of tochach, again, is not to tell a person off. The mitzvah of tochach is to, out of love, to be concerned with the welfare of a person. If you see someone who's rachman letzlan running into the street and doesn't see that there's an oncoming car, so the what motivates a person to get involved is not that he's looking to tell the person off for his reckless behavior. He's looking to save the person's life. That's the both the context and the content of what he's doing. And that's what the Gaon is explaining, this pasuk in Mishlei, that when we receive tochacha, that's an expression of ahava. V'chein mistoma kasher mochiach oscha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mistoma hu oev oscha. Mistoma doesn't mean probably. Sometimes we colloquially, you use the word mistoma to mean probably. Clearly here in this context, that's not what it means. What it means is, meaning that's the default setting, and therefore that's how it should be understood. Even when tochacha is given as gently and properly as possible, for us who are on the receiving end, it stings because no one wants to be wrong, and having to come face to face with being wrong is very difficult for us. So tochacha inevitably stings, and no matter how sensitively it's done, inevitably there's an element of unavoidable embarrassment. And because of that, so we kind of project sometimes onto the mochiach that the mochiach doesn't mean it letovaseinu. But lemaisa, in an ideal world, that is, and hopefully in the real world as well, that is what tochacha represents. What does the Gaon continue? Uchoaviz ben Yirtzah, who neged hamusa she'al timos. Again, our pasuk, the Gaon, you know, we've seen throughout the parallelism the between different psukim. So here too, our pasuk is following up on the two halves of the previous pasuk, and Uchoaviz ben Yirtzah is following up on the Musa Hashem b'ni al timos. Again, in each case, it invokes the imagery of Oven Ben. Ki ein dach li yaser rak ha'oviz beno, va'afilu lo'ohev, im enu shomeh l'tochachto, vo'ozev oso lechu b'darach ha'sheh chofetz. Right? Let's say in, I don't know, you have someone, he's in shul, and there's a bunch of children running around, and they're making noise, and maybe they're climbing in a way that's dangerous. So the parents who come, they'll certainly look to rebuke all the children, but the one that they'll rebuke most is their own child. So why is that? Because the parent, out of the parent's love for the child, so the more love there is, then the more of a responsibility that the parent feels to provide that guidance. So too, that the ohev will give tochacha, but at a certain point he's going to relent. Aval oviz benom enu shomela tochachto, afo pichen enu ozvo, even though the child doesn't accept the rebuke, so the father doesn't abandon him, doesn't give up. Ela mochicho biyisurim ad she'ozev hadarach hara, but even if necessary, so the father will even meet out Yisurim to influence the child. V'hainu, what accounts for this difference? Machmas ahavos asher gadol alav yosem enakol, because the love that the father has for the son is greater than for anyone else. Kein libo koev al va'oso, that just to the degree commensurate to the love that he has, so is the pain al va'oso v'chafetz behitzadko. Alken miyaser also lehetiv lo. Again, ayin le'el in terms of both the context and the content of the discipline. V'hasimin, how do we see a clear indication shemachmas ahavahu, that the father is acting out of ahava? She'achar kach kasher yosir shifto mimenu, literally when he withdraws the rod, hu chafetz l'malos ritzono, u'medab lo tanchumim l'fayez. The fire is daito. You see that the father from you see that it was sort of just a moment of discipline required by circumstances, because you see that the father's love is evident afterwards. V'zeo she'al timos asa yisurim, ki kasher miyaser oscha biyisurim, mistama atochaviv alav kebein, it's clear, you know, we live in a tkufa where, you know, this form of discipline is rarely, 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 very, very, very rarely, if ever appropriate. And that's not the tkufa we live in. And that's not Nishtanu hatvarim of children in terms of how one influences children, how one should discipline children. We don't live in a tkufa where corporal discipline is effective. In 99.99% of the cases, it boomerangs. The story is told of a Volbe that a couple came to him. The son had gone off the derech, and they came, you know, lamenting what had happened, and I guess asking him to pull a rabbit out of his hat to come up with an etzah as to how they could bring their son back. So Rav Volbe, presumably he had, I don't know whether he had reason to suspect this, or this would have been how he would have responded in any case, but Avobi says to the father, tell me, did you hit him when he was a child growing up? Did you used to hit him? So the father said, yeah. So Avobi says, so what do you want from me now? Now your chickens have come home to roost. We don't live in a tkufa where that works. Again, we'll have a pasuk later in Mishlei. Once upon a time, it was an approach. Once upon a time, it was an approach. Bizman is that it doesn't. Even when it was an approach, and Bizman is that you know, I don't know. It's unfortunately not something one really sees. Even when it was an approach, the father was mechuyev to do it without a scintilla of anger. There couldn't be a scintilla of anger or frustration. It had to be, as the Gaon is saying, it had to be machmas ahava. Nowadays, when you see parents hitting kids, you don't really see it totally free of anger and free of frustration. It's usually just frustration and anger boiling over. Okay, so then one justifies it in one's mind with, well, that's the way you're supposed to discipline children. But even when one lived in a tkufa, that was the way to do it. It was never, ever allowed, much less justified, if it was tinged, al achas kama v'kama, fueled by frustration and anger. One of the ways, this is by no means the only way, but one of the ways to sort of check in our reactions to what extent our reactions are really prompted by chinuch and to what extent they reflect our own frustrations. Let's say a kid is playing ball in the house, which he's not supposed to do because there's too many things that can get too easily broken if the kid's playing ball in the house. And because of that, there's a reasonable rule that he's not supposed to play ball in the house. And one sees the child playing ball in the house, and either one doesn't comment on it, or if one does comment on it, one doesn't really, is not too forceful in holding the line. And the kid continues playing ball, and then eventually there's an errant throw and a vase gets knocked over and breaks, something of that sort. And then the parent goes ballistic. So mitzad, the inappropriate behavior. So the inappropriate behavior wasn't really greater at the point that the vase got broken than it was earlier. It was the same behavior. The same behavior. So beforehand, the parent was tolerating it. And now all of a sudden, when the vase got broken, so it became intolerable. So what's the pshat? So the pshat is no, that's the parent is upset that the vase is broken. If the parent were upset that the child was behaving in that reckless fashion. So even that was true even before the vase got broken. That's the kind of situation. Again, that's not the only litmus test, but that's one litmus test that it's not chinuch necessarily, but it's chinuch which is very much combined with a sense of frustration. Even in those tkufas when the yisurim were the appropriate way to influence the child, it always has to be mitoch ahava. Okay, we'll stop here for today, and Hashem, hope to continue tomorrow. Okay, have a very, very good day, Rabbi Asai. Everyone should be well, be safe, Hashem.